Roger Machine joins us on the Big Sports Breakfast. Good morning, Roger. There is nothing wrong with Australian tennis at all, is there, mate?
Good morning. No, there's not. On court, it's all happening, isn't it? I think we've seen some really good exposure of our young men on and our young women as well on the tennis court. There's no doubt about that. Yesterday was an exciting day for them. We had Alex Bolt, who's from Murray Bridge, so he's doing a lot of wakeboarding and water skiing on the river there, but defeated Jill Simon. It's a hell of a win because, you know, you're playing a guy who's been experienced, been a top 10 player, he's a 29th seed, and you're on a big show court and you're in the second round, and, you know, all these things. Last year he played Victor Troicki, and he was Serbian, and he was 2 sets to love up and lost that match, so in 5 sets. So, you know, just to get yourself into the position, he came back, got himself into a position and raced through the finish line. That was massively exciting. And then Alexei Popham was extremely impressive against Dominic Thiem before Thiem had to pull out, but he led 2 sets to love and he led a break. And you know, he's a 19-year-old, 6'5", still growing into his shell and developing, and you know, playing the seventh seed who can bully you around the court was majorly impressive on a big court. So for the men, it was you know, it was an extremely good day out yesterday. There's no doubt about it.
Now, last night Serena Williams was, we can only say, just brilliant, just strong, brilliant. Demolished Eugenie Bouchard 6-2, 6-2, and goes in as the favourite. Is there anyone on that women's side that's going to be able to threaten her?
Oh, well, it's a, you know, she's got some tennis to play coming up now. I think she'll get through her next round quite comfortably, but then she's got to play either Simona Halep or her sister. We know she's got a big record against her sister, but then Venus has beaten her, and Simona's, you know, she's doing it the hard way. She's won 2 3-set matches, so she's going through the roller coaster ride at that tennis. The tennis gives you. So, yeah, she's got the work to do, but impressive Serena has been so far. And when, you know, she's done that pretty well. Naomi Osaka has been very impressive as well. Madison Keys was good. So, there's been some impressive signs on the side of the big names on the women's side of the draw. And also, you know, just as equally impressive have been the men, you know, the big names on the men's side of the draw as well. So, yeah, it's shaping up. And when you get to this stage, you start to get a little bit more of a read on what's going on the tennis court. So there's a bit more rhythm that takes place. You know, it's not the first round, and there's some back-to-back matches being played by individuals. So you watch how they're moving and how they're settling into the draw. And yeah, it's shaping up to be some exciting tennis tonight, and over the weekend.
Now, he would have had a little bit of time to think about it and sleep on it. Alex de Minaur is going to take on Rafa Nadal today. How's that? How do you expect that to play out, Rog?
Yeah, on paper, you see, you know, you've got a 19-year-old moving into his 20s. He's 27th seed. He's had a big outing over the Australian summer. And you have Rafa, the number 2 seed, who's been, you know, he was pretty good in his first 2 rounds. There's no doubt about that. He's gone out pretty strong. And Rafa will bully you around the court. There's no doubt about that. He'll be trying to make this very physical, this game of tennis. Let Alex run a lot, but which he's going to expect to do. But he also will respect the fact that Alex is playing some, you know, best tennis that he's played in his life, obviously in his short career. So I still think it's a big ask over 5 sets to beat Nadal. A night session, it's a little heavier. Especially if it was the conditions that we had like yesterday, where it was the humidity was in the air, quite a different type of day. So, look, I think it can get tight, but I just feel like Nadal, you know, he just bullies you around. He'll wear Alex out, I would have thought.
And Ash Barty, short against Sakari. We mentioned yesterday she's gone to another level, and she should be too good for this. This Greek opponent this afternoon.
Sakari can play.
Yeah.
Look, she should. I would expect her to win. And the way, what I like about the way she's winning is she's these 2-set clean sets of tennis that she's playing. She, you know, she's not getting herself in a lot of difficulty. She's looking after a serve, backing up and looking after a serve very tidily. And when she's getting her opportunities, she's not afraid when she's getting her opportunities on the break point. She's playing those so freely in her mind. And so I like everything I'm seeing from Ash, and there's no protection about her ranking. She's not protecting her place in the field. She's going out after it. And so Sakari can play. She's from Greece. So they've got Tsitsipas, who's very exciting, and Sakari. So they've got a lot to cheer about. But I think she's too emotional on the tennis court, and she shows her hand. And, you know, this is the first day session, so it's not going to be a fully loaded group of people in there, a crowd in there that actually, like, you would have get a night session, but I still think it's quite an emotional arena for her. But tonight, Kimberly Birrell also follows Alex Dimonor, so she takes on Ashley, she's Angie Kerber, Ashley Vardy. That wouldn't be bad, two Aussies playing in the third round. We know one gets into the last 16, but I think she'll be too good, Kerber, but it'll be a great learning experience for Birrell, and it's been a fantastic tournament for her. So we've got a really heavily loaded Australian set up over the next couple of days, which is great for the tournament, Rod, and great for the fans around Australia.
I've got to ask your opinion, Roger. We had an amazing night on the court watching Bolt, etc. do their thing. We're thinking, how good's Australian tennis? We wake up this morning and we see the, you know, pretty much leading on every website, physical threats, blackmail, Hewitt level, stunning claim at Bernard Tomic. Do you just shake your head and go, what is doing with all this sort of crap, really?
What he's doing, or what?
Well, what is going on? I mean, why aren't we focused on what actually happened on the court last night, and all this rubbish that seems to be happening behind the scenes, just with a few people that really possibly the Australian public don't care about anymore?
Well, I think you know, it's a major event, so there's always, you know, there's always news stories, aren't there? But I do agree that I feel like this. This sort of stuff needs to be offline, needs to be, you know, if there is are things going on behind the scenes, they need to be dealt with, you know, behind the scenes. They need to be dealt with privately. I don't think this sort of activity needs to be aired at all, but it has been now. And so I'm sure Tennis Australia will do the right thing, investigate the circumstances, which they will, they'll do the due diligence, which is important to do. And they'll find an outcome to it, but you know, we really don't want it to be played out in an open forum. There's no doubt about that.
We have, you're right though, Roger. We have media managers that are so careful in constructing, you know, the way they want to people and players want to be perceived there. But I'm looking at, say, Craig Tilley.
Craig Tiley.
Is he not? Would he not step in and say to Leighton Hewitt, hey, mate, you've got a wage for us, as in Tennis Australia, pull your head in? Don't say those things?
Yeah, look, obviously, you know, Leighton feels strongly that he's obviously felt strongly that he needs to air something, because I don't know why that was, if there was a threat to his family or as he's suggesting. But, you know, for mine, I would have... You know, you play that out behind the you know, behind closed doors.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's just. I think you're right. Every organisation would like to do it that way, but it's individuals. It's emotional, and I think that's where there it is. And so it's a little bit disappointing, because it's taking. We should be looking at the tennis. We should be looking at what these young guys have been doing. We should look at some of the. They're just doing a lot of firsts. You know, if your name's Alex, you're a chance of winning matches at the Australian Open at the moment. What the women are doing as well. And then, you know, we've got all the stars in town. So it's a great time, a spotlight for tennis. Also for the young kids to be looking at our tennis stars and wanting to emulate them and be them and actually be part of this, you know, this great sport, as all the other sports are when it's time for them to showcase. But so that's what we should be concentrating on. And, you know, the wasted energy on this sort of stuff externally is not what we're about.
Roger, back to the tennis, and put you on the spot here. We've been at the Magic Millions last week. I want you to put your Bart Cummings hat on. We've got a lot of young players coming through. If you had to coach one of them on what you've seen, who would you be wanting to pick from the sales, from what we've seen, from all these young stars?
You're talking about globally or in Australia?
In Australia, just from the young Australian players we've got coming through.
I mean, look, I love the workers on the court. There's no doubt about that. If I look at the real young ones, and I'm talking the 19, 20-year-olds, Popper, I really like his game, in the sense that he's 6'5", he's 19, He's not afraid to be there. He can have a game where he's delivering big blows. He's going to get a bigger game. So and mature into a, you know, get into himself into a physical body. And when I've spoken to him, at length in Brisbane, and he's calm, respectful. Eyes follow you. When you're talking as well, look straight at you. So I like that sort of nature. So he's one that I would, you'd like to spend some time with on the court. But anyone that's having a crack, I think that's the that brings positivity to a tennis court, and that's what you want to see.
Well, we've certainly got that in spades at the moment. The Aussies that are still in for the Australian Open. Rog, good luck today. We enjoy your commentary. We look forward to having a chat over the weekend and then into next week.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.